Most parts of the modern enterprise have long been translated into specific reporting frameworks that are well understood and time-proven. For the CFO, the head of e-commerce, or the manager of the call center, there are already a pre-existing set of widely used metrics. There's a generally agreed-upon subset of key performance indicators, and there are a number of commercial off-the-shelf reporting tools that encapsulate a set of reports that provide standardized views of the data. Those people don't have to invent a language for describing their operations or figure out what's important. That work has largely been done. Individuals will have their own twists and interpretations. Not everyone will agree on what's most important, but the broad framework for conversation is there. When it comes to in-store shopper analytics, that's just not the case. Retailers have had three sources of detailed information in the past. The first is from their supply chain. They know what's in production, what's being shipped, what's on the shelves, and how long it stays on the shelves. The second source of information is point of sale. Retailers know what's sold, for how much, with what discount, and in what kind of basket. With loyalty programs, they even know a lot about the buyer. Finally, nearly all retailers of any sophistication have door counting, so they know how many people went in the store. That's all great stuff. But do you see a gap in that chain? You should, because it's a big one. Retailers know next to nothing about what happens inside the store. Between foot traffic entering and point of sale, the store is a gigantic black box. It's a black box that's only opened by personal observation, anecdotal evidence, and the occasional high-level voice of customer research. So when a retailer first gets detailed in-store behavioral data, they usually lack a framework for using it and the experience to know what's important. That framework matters. It drives a surprising amount of how and how effectively data gets used. In digital analytics, early measurement tools adopted a page-based reporting model that to this day causes most organizations to focus more on the site and less on the visitor. That framework grew organically from fundamental limitations in the measurement ecosystem, not from any real business imperatives, certainly not from any careful thought. So it's worth spending some time when you first engage with a new data set or a new tool to think about the metrics you're getting, what they represent, and maybe even more importantly, what they miss. Over the next few months, I'm going to cover off on a whole set of metrics that emerge from in-store shopper behavior and guide you through what they mean and what they miss. Thanks for listening. I'm Gary Angel.